now it's time for our next interview. Joining me in studio today are very special students from Grootegeluk High School. We are celebrating the youth today, so it is very nice to be sitting in studio with youth members who are doing some amazing things. So head girl Zintle Kaba and head of service Romana Sidat, join us to talk about the school's Kind Bench. Zintle and Romana launched the Kind Heart Bench at Golden Grove, where Romana spoke about how she had experienced bullying in school and how it had affected her. At Grootegeluk High School, the bench is used as a discussion piece to start conversations about how the learners are feeling, and it is a reminder that your mental health matters and that hashtag you matter. So thank you, Zintle and Romana, for joining me today.
You're welcome.
Could you please tell me more about yourselves?
Okay, so I'm Zintle Kaba, and as you mentioned, I'm the head girl of Grootegeluk. And I'm a friendly person. I like meeting new people.
And I'm Jemana, and I believe in having a good heart, which is exactly what this bench stands for. But I also believe in being a light in the world, being a presence in the world. And so I try to encourage, you know, everybody around me to feel comfortable whenever my friends walk into my room.
Okay, so now I see that personal experiences had contributed. But please tell us more about what inspired the Kindness Bench and why is it a bench?
Okay, so how the bench started out, we got introduced to the bench by Mr. Bradley Bailey, who is supported by NGO Assistran. He told us that he came about coming up with the idea for the Kind Hearts Bench by when his son was bullied at a school in Cape Town, but then it wasn't something that the school took to priority, and it was more swept under the rug. So he wanted something that would represent those children, to know that you are being heard and your voice is being heard, and that there are people that care about you. You matter, basically. That's where the hashtag comes in, the hashtag you matter, and that your mental health matters, and that everything that deals with bullying, and that the fact that there's going to be people that are constantly like on your back and may not understand how you feel.
The back of the bench sort of is the backrest. It's there to support you, and the arms of the bench are there to hold you when you feel as though you don't have anybody around you that can be that. So it's just a support system for you. It's the school's way providing a safe space to scholars around.
Okay, so Zintle, how would you say teachers and adults in school should deal with bullying?
I like that question, because first of all, teachers are also people that have their own lives, so they may not always have that time to be like sitting with a person, or they may not even have the emotional capacity to take on somebody else's emotions. So I feel like one of the things that teachers and educators should try doing is to ensure that the school that they work for does take the voices of those who are speaking out seriously, that there is a space in schools, that there is, if maybe not all schools can afford social workers, but there is some sort of program or something that the school is offering, even if it means they should volunteer as that somebody that's head spearing that campaign. Because knowing that there's a teacher that's there that cares about them, somebody could approach that teacher and be like, okay, I feel like this today, but I don't know how to say this to so and so and so, and then they can guide that child as to what they need to do or how they should go about explaining that to somebody else.
Romana, what do you believe makes children stand by when other children are being bullied? Like what was seen in the controversial Lufuno video.
I think that what happens a lot of the time is that people will stand on the wayside and not take action because of how normalized bullying has gotten, and also how much stigma there is around bullying. Like it's sort of become something that we taught once, you know, in primary school, and then after that it's like, oh, we've outgrown bullying, we don't deal with that. Or sometimes people aren't tasked with the tools of how to go about it. They don't know what else to do besides stand by.
Now we spoke about how adults can deal with bullying, but how could we go about approaching a friend who is bullying me or others?
Calling that person out. Because at the end of the day, like sometimes pulling somebody aside and explaining to them, yes, sometimes there are those people that will be like, oh, I understand. But then those same people who will still go do it at the end of the day, maybe when you're not there, because they know that you're going to react a certain way. But calling somebody out is one of the first things if they're already educated on the topic and they know what they're doing is wrong and they are aware of it. Calling them out in that moment and saying that what they're doing is not necessarily helping the next person. If the reason they are doing it is not a reason that is worth... Actually, no reason. There should be no reason for bullying. Mm-hmm. My bad. Mm-hmm. There should be no reason, because at the end of the day, that's somebody's emotions that you're dealing with. You don't know what that person has to deal with at the end of the day for the rest of their life. But calling them out is definitely one of the ways that I would say that we should go about instead of standing by and watching something happen and not saying a word and letting that person's behavior continue?
Okay, so either one of you can answer this question, but what does hashtag You Matter mean to you?
The hashtag You Matter is just like something that can go in so many different directions, because there are so many ways that some people feel like they don't matter, be it your mental health, be it you in a bullying situation, you being criticized about your sexual orientation. It's just, there's a lot of things that can stem from that hashtag, but for me personally, it reminds me that at the end of the day, even if I'm feeling tired, I don't have to be strong anymore. I don't have to deal with this because I'm in this certain position. I can put up my boundaries and not feel bad about it. I can feel like I am worthy of the position I'm in. I can feel like I am worthy of somebody's time, somebody's attention, and being worthy of where I am in life compared to how far somebody else expected me to be. So that's one of the things that hashtag You Matter means to me. And it means that giving power to other people who felt like they didn't matter before, and bringing up the discussions that people don't want to have but need to be had. Mm-hmm. So that's what it means to me.
Yeah, for me it's also just about like reimbursing the marginalized learners, mm-hmm. you know, those who don't feel like they matter and don't feel like they've been provided a space to feel as though they matter, you know, because sometimes you can feel like you're alone, and mm-hmm. hashtag You Matter is just a very personal reminder that you're not alone, and that there is always somebody who is willing to sit and listen to you and be there for you, and that no matter what, whatever you're going through, you matter, and you should take that into account and look after yourself as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so thank you so much both for coming in today.
You are listening to RX Radio.
For and by children.
RX Radio. RX Radio rocks.